Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on rebuilding a jungle fill into a DJ tool ready bassline moment for old school DNB vibes. In this session, we're not trying to write a full track, we are building a short, powerful 2-bar section that feels like a real musical event, something you could loop in a set, use as a transition, or drop into a breakdown to push the energy forward. The key idea here is that a jungle fill is not just decoration. It's a conversation between drums and bass. It resets tension, hints at the next phrase, and gives the listener and the DJ a clean place to breathe. So think of this as bassline theory with a jungle mindset. The drums ask a question, the bass answers. The fill has movement, but it also has purpose. It needs sub-weight, breakbeat energy, clear phrasing, and enough space to stay mixable. Let's start by setting up the framework. Make a 2-bar loop first. That length is important because jungle fills usually work best when they resolve quickly, but still leave enough time for the groove to develop. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 174 BPM. If you want that classic old-school sweet spot, aim around 164 to 168 BPM. That range gives you enough urgency without losing the swing. Now, before you obsess over sound design, decide what the section is supposed to do. Is it a pre-drop builder, a post-drop reset, a DJ tool for mixing? That choice affects every note and every drum hit you place. If you're making it for DJ use, keep the intro and outro clean, leave room for beat matching, and don't overcrowd the loop with too many events. Next, build the breakbeat foundation. You can use simpler drum rack or audio clips. If you're working with a classic break, lightly warp it and avoid overstretching it. Preserve the transient feel. Jungle lives and dies by that rhythmic character. If you're using simpler, slice the break by transients and spread the hits across pads or keys. Keep the tails under control with fades or clip envelopes so the chop stays punchy and clear. A nice move here is to add a little drum bus to the break group. You don't need to smash it. Just a bit of drive, a touch of crunch, and maybe subtle boom if the break is missing body. Then, if needed, glue it gently with glue compressor. Think of this like bringing the break into focus, not flattening it. You want the groove to breathe. Now let's talk bass, because this is where the theory really comes alive. A good jungle fill bassline is not just a loop of notes. It behaves like a response. It reacts to the break, leaves space, and lands with intention. For this lesson, keep it simple. 2 to 4 notes across the full 2 bars is often enough. The power comes from rhythm, note length, and placement, not from complexity. Try a phrase where the bass comes in after the break has already established the idea. For example, let bar 1 stay a little lighter, then bring the more obvious bass answer into bar 2. That delay creates tension. It also makes the loop feel more deliberate and more DJ-friendly. A short note can often hit harder than a loud note, so experiment with clipped bass stabs and one longer note to ground the phrase. For the sub-layer, use a clean sine or triangle-based instrument like operator or analog. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. If you want a little glide between notes, add a small amount of portamento, but don't overdo it. The sub should support the groove, not smear it. If the sub gets cloudy, filter away anything above the low end and make sure it stays centered. For the mid-bass layer, use something like wavetable or analog with a little more character. A couple of detuned oscillators can work nicely, but keep the unison modest so the groove stays tight. This is where you can add tone, movement, and a bit of pressure. A gentle filter movement or wavetable shift can make the phrase feel alive without turning it into a wobble bass. The big low-end rule here is separation. Keep the sub clean and mono, and let the mid-bass carry the attitude. Use utility to keep the sub width at 0, and use EQA to remove anything unnecessary from the top of the sub layer. If you're layering sources, check phase and make sure the weight is actually adding up instead of canceling out. Now let's shape the drums like a call and response machine. Old school jungle feels alive because the break is constantly reacting. Add ghost notes, tiny snare lifts, and little chopped hat to tails. Don't make every accent land at the same time as the bass. If the bass and drums always hit the exact same grid points, the loop can feel stiff. Offset a few events. Let one element arrive slightly early or slightly late. That tiny asymmetry is part of the jungle feel. Use velocity to make the ghost notes softer and more human. If you want the break to feel more authentic, you can even extract groove from a classic break and apply a subtle swing. Just be careful not to lose the clarity of the core pulse. For a DJ tool, the beat still has to read clearly, even on smaller systems. Now we bring in movement with automation. This is what turns a static loop into a real arrangement moment. Automate the cutoff on an auto filter, either on the bass or on the break bus. Start a little darker and open things up across the two bars. You can also add a bit more saturation on the last half bar to create pressure before the loop returns. A short reverb throw on the last snare or impact can give the section a sense of space, but keep it controlled. For DJ utility, you want interest without washing out the transients. A really important detail here is the turnaround. A jungle fill rebuild feels complete when it has a final gesture that locks the phrase. That could be the snare flam, a reversed crash, a bass stab, or a final chop drum hit right before the loop comes back around. The listener should feel the handoff. The section should say, next phrase now. You can stack a reverse cymbal, a snare with a little reverb, and a short bass stab for a classic turnaround feel. If you want a more dramatic effect, try a tiny downward pitch move on the last note. Even a small slide can make the phrase feel like it's folding into the next section. Once the musical idea is there, test the loop like a DJ, not just like a producer. Ask yourself, does the break still read clearly? Is the bass too busy? Is there enough room for a mix transition? Is the section still working when played quietly? That last one is important. If the groove disappears at low volume, you're probably relying too much on sub or transient hype. A strong jungle rebuild should still feel solid when turned down. Also, check mono compatibility. Jungle and DNB systems will expose phase issues fast, especially in the low end. If the bass gets weak in mono, fix it before moving on. Use Spectrum to watch the low end and trim unnecessary lows from the break if things are getting muddy. The goal is a section that feels big but stays clean. A good practical target is to keep the section controlled rather than overlimited. You want headroom. You want space for the rest of the track. Remember, this is a DJ tool section, which means it should be usable in a mix, not just loud in isolation. If you want to level this idea up, try making three versions of the same two-bar rebuild. Make one clean and mix-friendly, one darker and heavier, and one stripped back as a DJ intro tool. Keep the tempo the same, keep the loop length the same, and make sure each version works in mono. That's a really good exercise, because it teaches you how much character you can get from the same basic source material just by changing note density, saturation, and automation. And here's the deeper lesson. In jungle, the best fill rebuilds don't just decorate the track, they move the arrangement forward. They bridge the breakbeat language and the bassline language. They create tension, release, and momentum without over-explaining themselves. So as you build this in Ableton Live 12, keep asking the same core questions. Does the break speak? Does the bass answer? Is the phrase clear? Is the sub clean? Is the turnaround satisfying? If the answer is yes, you've got a proper jungle fill rebuild on your hands. Alright, now it's your turn. Build that two-bar loop, keep it simple, keep it alive, and make it hit like a real old-school DNB DJ tool.